Sunday night.
It's been a bit of a week. I was thinking back home, it was not Chayla. If it's a Chayla, then you're allowed to, because a Chayla could have been asked a Goyt doing for you on Shabbos. The other person did discharge, but still not 100% well, it's very often playing action because it's discharged. And about 100% back to normal. Then, it could be that I can ask a Goyt then to take one back. The more comfortable, the better there, that would be right. If a person's fine, been discharged, no problems whatsoever, that's really more problematic. I don't know exactly what it is. We said the last time we bought from the mother is... Sorry? We'll come to that. It's a chilish that really, because you'll see, we have that swallow, we mentioned the swallow today. It's a chilish, professional person himself will go. If someone else, giving someone else one for me, he's going for himself, passing the dinner swallow. Not possible, it's not possible to carry back, not easy to carry back. We send the Bala Ito, we send the Mice and the Little Ito, and the Rav said, you're allowed the Bala Ito, and you're allowed, this is the Raisa, you know, we don't allow that morning, this is Rabon, of one we're allowed. But if it's a big Soyrach, Chiddush to say that over here, then one can rely on that. And as I said, we also mentioned the Swarov, the Mice, the germs, and things like that. So, why else I ask, one don't show?
Sorry,
Rishi? Why don't you ask one show? It's asked by me, I'm a rabbi, so I'll then we spoke about
so
starch. Sorry?
Not so easy to ask.
Okay, let's move on now to Maaseh Schar Shabbos. This is a quick sikkum we learned. So we said Chazal don't allow any business transaction on Shabbos because it could be to write. It's Shalom Mechach HaMemkar, it calls people to write, and therefore they don't allow it. Besides this, Chazal said, not only do you not do business deal, if you get paid for doing something, Chazal say, you mustn't have any, you mustn't take that money, you're not allowed to take the money. Schar Shabbos is Issa to take, then you mustn't get benefit from the money. So, Shai, we've seen this also, question. What happened to that money? What do you do with that money? The violator, it's a problem to take it. That means even though a guy just like completely allowed, he's babysitting on Shabbos, for example, not anything wrong. He's a waiter. He's doing anything which is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Even so, to be paid.
You're trying to do a few days together.
Oh, so the one answer is Havlov, Captain Havlov isn't, yeah, that's one thing, yeah. And we said also, this is the issue on the worker, not on the employer. The issue is on the work himself. And therefore, if the worker was a goy and is doing something much, you'd have to pay him out of Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with paying a non-Jew for the work he's done on Shabbos. There's no issue of Shabbos if the worker is a non-Jew. Shabbos itself is not something about paying him. This is always a bit of a grey area, the Moshe. People have got the Moshe, they start making a simcha. So you've got waitresses that come. So the Maaseh, they want to have the money before they go, but they're not happy to not to get the money straight away. The Chori, a Pi Halacha, pastors, you can't pay a Goy on Shabbos. You can't pay for a job done on Shabbos.
You show me money.
Sorry?
You show me money.
So that's all the same thing, the Chori, it's all the problem.
At the end of the day, you're paying for the work.
At the end of the day, you're paying the money. The only thing I was thinking about, I don't know how to get around this actually, the only way to get around it is someone's coin before you're ready beforehand. I'm not sure if that helps. I don't know. It's nice, not posh. It's not so posh that so people do it. People can do this. I mean, the waiters will come.
Will come back.
They're not going to come back. They're not going to come if we don't pay them straight away. The issue of Schar Shabbos, not only on services, but also on rentals. The Moshe, you're hiring a room, hiring a hall, all these things in the issue of Schar Shabbos. But anything which is sold, let's say someone sells something on Shabbos, a bottle of wine, someone comes to me and wants to buy a bottle of wine with me. He's going to talk to me after Shabbos. That you can do with my sister. There's no issa of Schar Shabbos on selling. They didn't make this issa. They only made this issa on working, or hiring someone. Interesting thing, actually, is, yeah. Any sort of compensation is a problem. Cash, schroeder, forgetting, cancelling a debt, swapping work in exchange. Anyway, if the tashrim is just smeared, Marshal, one babysitter is guarding this week, and next week the other one will be guarding because they didn't make the zero on it. So otherwise, it's always a problem. Okay. Which says like this, Shin Vav, Sif Hay. So now we're going to try and see if we can find some material for Schar Shabbos. Also, Liskei Chazonim, Lispal Shabbos. The person mustn't hire a chazon to sing for Shabbos.
Right.
His own job is doing a job on Shabbos. Oh, but okay, it's also yeah, just Shabbos. So the Maaseh is essence, you get paid for doing services on Shabbos. Also, Liskei Chazonim, this part of Shabbos, Vyeshni Shamati. Some do allow this. So, in the bottom, Mr. Rubin brings down very interesting what he says over here. Wrong. Why is it also? Mishum Shemotel Schar Shabbos. You can't do it. The reason to ask for it is because you're taking Schar Shabbos. even though he's doing a mitzvah, but you're nice, you're taking a reward for doing a mitzvah. And that is also included in Gezeirah of Schar Shabbos. So you can't get paid for such a thing. Then the Mishnah goes on, yes, we shemat here, some allow it. Sviri lei, the mocker mitzvah, because Rabbonim al Schar Shabbos there. But the Rabbonim want gozer when it comes to a mitzvah. So you've got two shizzes over here. Generally speaking, when the Mechaber writes two shizzes, the first one is the main one. So the first one he writes down is the problem. And then he writes down, yesh mi shamati, and some do allow. Generally speaking, with Shukran, that's normally how it works. The first one's Iken, and top kupe here, it's much mitzvah. It's a bit of a steeze in the Shukran, because it will happen. But I said, we're going to go over here, and he says, Shile, the mocha mitzvah, the gosra, what last car shows there, mocha mitzvah, work goes there. Which adds on over here, a remarkable thing. Even so, ein roi es un roi. Even if you're lenient like this, you will not see a benefit from this money. I remember when I was in Shin many years ago in Yeshiva, actually. So the master was speaking about on Chol HaMoed, someone got a certain melacha. I can't remember what the case was. It's ein roi es un roi. Someone asked him a falcon, the Shin put his hands, so I can't stand it. This person is working in the Chol HaMoed, gets £500 for his job, he's done. He invests the money, he's saying, ein roi es un roi. What does it mean? Oh, so he said, like you're saying, he said, why was it in the course of the year this guy gets in his room? Which cost him £500 to repair. I asked him, what's he worth to have? Not the £500 not leaving the roof. So that's Ein Reversa Rocha, you don't gain that. That's Michalis's only action. So the Maitzel now was saying that even though it's a halacha, it might be okay. Because this shit's a hole that we weren't going to run if we're Ein Reversa Rocha. It's a finish. So now the Shai had to get around, so the Mishnah carries on, very interesting what he says. V'chol zeh who adin nisko to kiyah, this is regarding to hire about the kiyah. Well, who else? I've wrote down a few examples of my answers in regards to about the kiyah, bali tefillah, bali kriya, gaboyim. Someone's giving a drosh in the shul, he's coming for to give a drosh in the shul on Shabbos. You want to pay him for his work.
Yom Tov
Shabbos is the same day. What's that? Shabbos also Yom Tov same Shabbos.
What was
it? We'll go
to prepare
them. We'll
schedule.
Oh, so we'll come to them. Yeah. So he's coming to Dolly Hetzel, I'm sure. It's a good point here. And I said, most of these people actually don't just come in on Shabbos and just perform. They're going to prepare during the week. So can you say you're paying them for a week? We have to come on. We can't have law. The Mai says it. You can hear the Machabah says Chazan don't get paid for. It's your pain. And I think a normal Chazan has to prepare.
Why?
What?
Why should I
know a chazan? Chazan, I don't need a chazan, very few chazan. Chazan just comes to all without preparing, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. It's a chiddush. The Mishnah is a very interesting thing. It says, who I didn't go to get yeah? So where else is there? I'm asking, so I've got a moil, someone can't hire a moil. I'm used to him from Mishnah, so Yot site, or Mila, Hashkocha, what do you call it, Mashkiach, coming on Shabbos, all these things are problematic, even though they're a mitzvah. But the Chayra, it's a problem because he's Ein Roi Es Un Roi. So look at the Mishnah.
Why didn't we say, like, Shloitin L'Delz B'Fnei Lomim, that nobody will do the jobs? Sometimes they'll give us a heta.
Yeah, call on. So now Mishnah carries on. And the Mishnah says, right, that's partially said. Obviously, you can't hire a chazan or a batakel on Shabbos itself. You can't do an agreement on Shabbos itself. We're talking about you hire them before Shabbos and Yom, but now they want to pay them for Shabbos. Yeah. Let me show Kaz on the next one. Pirush, he's about art. So he says the best thing to do is to make it like Dums sometime during the week as well. Come to the best job, don't worry, because if he does another job besides Shabbos, that's okay. That will answer your question. Kind of. I said, if you've got a way out of it, then we don't use this for what you're saying. There's an easy way to get around this, I said, use it for something else as well.
But who are you trying to kill?
Dom's cousin midweek.
Oh. Dom's minister, Shabbos, he came paying £500
for Dom's minister. That's enough, you don't need that. You don't need that. We have to come, we should be out of law. You don't need that. Once you pay the big foul law, the whole lot comes to
it. It's okay.
Yeah, you don't need to pay the whole amount. But look what he says, I'm sure. I'm sure it's very interesting. Mr. Rose says, I'm Machrin, should the cost which you're not in the hockey, this could be Shabbos and the cost. Mr. Rose is Machrin, yeah, that we're making actually. We are lenient with this shitter, and it's Zerich Mitzvah, we allow it. I ain't Roy Sim Brother, Lemaister, we pass without the shitter. And our first should do Roy Sim, we need to Matkil. The best thing, you don't want to have this problem, ain't Roy Sim Brother, Loy need to Matkil, you shouldn't fix it in the beginning. The best is not to make an agreement. Some shoes do that, actually. You've got a husband comes to the shoe, he comes with almonds, and you don't make a price up with him, how much you pay him. And then after you got to wherever, you give him a nice sum. So that is really better. Because there was no agreement that he has to pay him. The only thing is, you have to know how realistic this is, because if next year, if you don't pay him this year, will he come back next year?
Mm.
Yeah, so that you have to know how it works. I'm not sure how it's called. Sorry?
Very doubtful.
Very doubtful. So my answer is like with an op matter, you have to know how that works. That's a little question, that's not so posh that. Because once you need him to, what you call it, to he knows he's getting it. But that's the best way. If you can make it like Zamatono, that's really the best. If you can make it that there's no legal agreement to pay him. But you want to pay, that's what Mishmaru says. That Mishmaru says very interesting what he says over here. Omiya letes, but vadai moteres likaska shabbos. A midwife can certainly take the money. What's pshat?
It's
sort of mitzvah. No, that's the thing. It's eloy sabrach. Why is it different?
It's kosher nefesh.
Oh, very good. So it's interesting. Two stories are very interesting. It's a very interesting story. The other side, what's going on? All of a sudden, she goes to Bami Yaleh, it's a midwife, who works in the doctor. They can take the money. No problem here, but we know it's loshim miyaleh. But vaday muteres likas ha-shabbos. They're certainly good to take ha-shabbos. Whether they're going to sort of eloy sabrach, it's not like it. It looks like they've got no problem. Yeah, so why? Why are they different?
I'm not sure why they do have a problem, because the midwife, I don't know, the midwife is on call all the time. So constantly, that woman is not necessarily going to have the baby on Shabbos, so therefore, you're basically, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But imagine you're only called on Shabbos.
But she was ready on Monday and on Thursday and Wednesday.
Okay, that's about wrong. We'll come to have law, yeah, we'll see. So he's an interesting swara, this is. So over here, he brings a little Bruna. He says a swara. Why is it mutter? This is what you were saying before. Shin lo tashlamo, if you don't pay the midwife or the doctor, timona melele tisatsa, she won't bother coming next time. She said, look, what shall I do for? I don't get paid for it, what shall I do? So she'll hold back in the future from coming to help.
So are you not going there tomorrow?
What? So the midwife said, look, I'm not bothering going. I don't get paid for it. There's a whole schlep. He said, it's very awkward to go out. I lose my whole shabbos. I get paid nothing. I'm not going to go. Let someone else go. So it could be, she might not go and do it. The doctor doesn't want to take the money. Yes, they start with a whole derech shaman. One should try and make it, they get paid. One should try and pay the doctor. Had derech amulcheres, he should even return to matana. The best way is to give him a matana. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. And it brings the premium. God, this is not one expert. So one explanation why it's mutter, this case over here, is because if you don't pay the midwife and the doctor, in the future she might stop doing it.
Why would she stop doing it?
Because she'll get paid. She's it's very convenient for her and Shabbos to have to go out. She doesn't get paid for it. So she might say, next time, let someone else do it. I'm not going to do it. So in order to stop that, Chazal allowed her to take money. It's a swara. Then it brings another swara. From Megadim says a swara that since she's doing Bikurah Nefesh over here, and once you do Bikurah Nefesh, all these three Shabbos get pushed off. So she's anyway doing Bikurah Nefesh. She's helping someone save someone's life. Or Dayman, whatever it is. It's dangerous. See what she's doing. So in such a case like that, since it's Mamish Sephora Sephoshes, all is through a wave and what in the Issos Chashavas?
Doctor as well.
Doctor as well, yeah, you're right. If the doctor comes to treat someone with a rash or something, I don't know what happens, it's not major. But in a serious threatening case, then the might get paid. Then he says, your cash, you've got to go over here. What about with a non Jew? Because Shayel is a in with him. Now that you have much more than a mice, you have most swallow don't apply really.
At any time.
What?
At any time.
What?
At any time, it's a good.
No, you can pay a boy, but God can't pay you. The Makabal can get money. If a goy is a Makabal, he can get money.
Yeah.
And he can call the doctor, doctor's need.
Doctor's need, and he's
going to
say, goy's
a patient. Yeah, okay, yeah. Because a choy is an RD. She ain't chashash, and even with Eilid, they have to know something. Don't worry about it if you don't help them. So then he says, an interesting story. I don't know if you mentioned this before. This is a big machinist over here. He says that the Ritvo says, that he should take the money, the Mialedes, and throw it to the sea. Mm-hmm. The written voice, the one we're showing him, that he's going to have no benefit from this money whatsoever. The written voice learning that this money of Schar Shabbos Hazal, for some reason, made it so far, this Gezerah,
that
No, he says not. He said that was
no, he should get an offer.
Shalom, I'm yelling to cover the schar of Zerkeli Yam, Kedei Shle Nahonis Mischar Shabbos, not to benefit from Schar Shabbos. And when Shas was Chasam Sefer, Chasam Sefer was a Schar Shabbos. Chasam Sefer writes you give it to stock, I suppose anonymously, no one knows what's happening, no one knows it's you giving it. So the Maisa, that is, you're not getting benefit from the...
But you are, you got the Mischar Mitzvah, you're getting benefit. If you give the
100
pounds to stocker, you're
getting benefit. That's how that works, yeah, you're right. He said, hold on, I'm
going to the money is effectively trade for money.
Yeah, it's maybe a chalice, the Schar Shabbos went so far, but the Schar Shabbos and the Mamish Bank, I mean, I think it's this one later. I think when Moshe fights about Reis Silver Shire, it's about ribbons. I mean, I don't know how relevant it is nowadays to Shire, but Moshe was talking about when the banks pay, they pay every day in interest. So what happens is, you've got, let's say, Shabbos and Yom. So a few days, one after the other. So the Maisa, what's that? They pay from 12 to 12. So Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, let's say, and Sunday night is also Yom Tov. So you're getting paid for that thing over there.
Why are you paid for it?
Because that's what they're giving you interest. They're giving you Schar Shabbos.
So Motzei Shabbos, he's paying what?
Well, he goes in your bag, you don't know what to do with it. It's Kiddush, actually, the Maisa. Is that called Schar Shabbos?
Well,
very interesting. I remember I asked all the fathers the royal ones. Very interesting. I can't remember what problem this one. Sometimes, if someone never has to go to hospital on Shabbos, some of these plans, they pay money if someone has to go to hospital on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That means that if a person's there, for example, on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, if he's there with night, I think he is, they will give him money, they might pay him £100 a night. Are you going to take that money? Is that called Schar Shabbos?
Chayav.
Yes, Chayav.
Shabbos, it's Schar Shabbos in hospital. You happen to be in hospital 24 hours.
It's paid for every day. Every day is a separate day.
It's not going to you, it's going to the hospital.
They pay you because they don't have to pay out to an insurance or private
hospital.
What?
They pay it because otherwise you would go into a private hospital and it would cost them £500 a day. So if you go into an NHS hospital, it would give you £50 a day.
Yeah,
that's a reward for not using it.
Why don't you go to private?
You can check into a private hospital. For some reason, you couldn't go into a private hospital. You go to get it. That's how it works.
Why should they mind if you go to a private hospital? Why should they mind if you go to a private hospital?
The insurance company.
Yeah.
Because there's
not an insurance company. That's not an insurance company. What's called? I've got it.
It's a separate policy.
What?
It's a separate travel insurance policy.
A medical policy.
Yeah, but loads of people do it. It's very common. Well, you can do it. It's very, very common. I forget what it's called. Loads and loads of them. I think Bruce Waters, I think personal insurance. I can't find what they're called, but loads of them have it actually. That they pay you for every night you're in hospital. Now there it works, you have to be there overnight. It's not from 12 to 12.
They're paying you for 2 nights in
hospital for at 12 o'clock at night. You get discharged at 9 o'clock next morning, you get paid.
They're paying you for taking out the plan, not being not for
the house. So that was his story as well. I said that the Kiddush man, I must tell you. These are the nice you put in money every week.
Yeah.
That's why you give you money.
If you end in hospital.
What?
At the end of the day is you only get paid if you have to be in hospital.
Yeah.
That's a Kiddush.
The bottom line is you have to be in hospital to get paid. You can't extend the policy and get paid.
No, but he says you're paying for that, really. It's like you paid for that.
You
already paid for that bit, Meister. Uh-huh. So you're entitled to get some of your money back. Once you get some of your money back, for the Kiddush. Meister, someone asked the question, was a big problem actually, what you could do? What is the header? Because the Chorus is money you're paid per day. It works per night. If you're there at 12 o'clock at night, someone gets there at 12 o'clock at night, gets discharged at 2 o'clock in the morning, goes and gets the money. But it's not 12 to 12, it's not like this. The Ramoshan, when he speaks about the interest rates, the interest, he says the same thing. As far as I remember, he says that one should give anonymous in the money. So he's learning it's not Osama Anon. He's learning the money's not Osama Anon. You can give it away anonymously. But who was it, the first person that called up to you over here? Ritvor, from Roshanim. Ritvor learns you have to throw it to Yom Melech. You can have no benefit from whatsoever. That can be Kiddush. Sorry? Kiddush, actually. So according to this...
The share price which goes up on the matter.
That's a sale, that's goods. Goods is no problem. If I sell you an item on Shabbos, I buy a bottle of wine on Shabbos, I can get the money for it. Selling is mutter. Shares are like an item, a commodity, you're selling it. They fluctuate, they fluctuate in time. Selling an item is not Schar Shabbos. I'm just trying to think where else is Schar Shabbos. Very, very, actually, very, very relevant this. But it's very true. A lot of times you've got to buy a law, exactly how this works, cover yourself. you've got other things to do as well. But generally speaking, what comes out now and how Loch is that for mitzvah purpose, machlikus, the first shit is that it's no heter. The second shit is it is, but there's no sort of bracha. It looks like the mitzvah is taking on like a shitter. But no, I see, you haven't gained much. Either way, it's a bracha, not very good. It's not much point for a person. So a person should try and get it in a way that can make a heter. So the best way to do it is do it within matonah if you can. That there's no compulsory obligation to pay. If you want to pay, I'd be very grateful. That lachor is the best way to do it. Well, it's evident. Babysitting lachor is also this. I thought babysitting is also called a certain mitzvah.
If you don't pay, she won't turn up next time. You know,
yeah, that's the only thing. Is it really called a matonah? Because it means she won't come.
Who are you trying to kill?
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, I'll get a matonah.
Oh, yeah.